changes for life, limited lifetime powertrain warranty, 10 benefits in all. It's the Burns Benefit Plan at Burns Chevrolet.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 70 degrees right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening to us on the free WRHI app, watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
When it comes to hurricanes, there's a lot of planning, a lot of prep, and joining us in studio right now, Vice President Community Relations of South Carolina for Duke Energy, Rick Duran, in the flesh. Good morning.
Good morning, Patty. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning,
Tyler.
Well, it's always, you know, we talked a little bit just before going live, the fact that this Isaias is a Category 1 is good news for understanding how to prepare, how to stage. Tell us a little bit about what it looks like from the perspective of Duke Energy.
Well, first of all, before we go there, if you don't mind, yeah. I just want to say in South Carolina, we dodged a big bullet with this hurricane. As I was walking through the door, we were only looking at 140 outages in South Carolina from
wow.
the storm.
Mm.
Now, I can't say that to my counterparts in North Carolina who are dealing with about 205,000 outages. So that just goes to show you what a few miles off the track mm-hmm. can mean to a state. And that leads, actually, is a good segue into your question, which is, how do we prepare?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we're sitting with about 2,200 additional linemen and workers that have come down just for this storm. Now, since Duke Energy does serve six states from a regulated electricity standpoint, that allows us that economy of scale to where we've got workers to pull from. So we had already brought in linemen from Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky. Yesterday morning, we started rolling them up from Florida after we were sure that no damage would be done to our system down in Florida. So that allows us to kind of get everybody together. Now, the twist, as we were talking about off air, is, what does COVID space mean to this? Because you're not going to disregard the safety of our employees or the safety of our customers to get the electricity back on.
Right.
We want it on mm-hmm. as quick as possible, but as safely as possible. And that's not only electric safety. In today's world, it's also COVID safety. So the fact that we were able to mobilize, I don't want to call it a test run because 200,000 people are without power. Mm-hmm. That's serious.
Mm-hmm.
But from a hurricane standpoint, a small Cat 1 did give us the opportunity to really work our procedures, work our processes, make sure our assumptions were correct, make sure that we can work safely in that environment. Because as you all know, it's 2020. Anything goes this year, and if anybody's sitting here thinking this is the last opportunity to work an event, this isn't the year for positive predictions. I don't believe.
The question: can we celebrate the new year in? Because we're all going to be happy to see it. But again, many layers to consider when you're already dealing with with nature and weather, which can be very unpredictable.
Oh, without a doubt. And it's just a few miles changes the entire conversation. And so we have our own meteorologists that we employ that are part of our Duke Energy team. So when we're looking at how do we prepare, we're basing our predictions on their predictions. They're helping us out. We're able to run computer models that would predict how many outages would occur under this circumstance, that circumstance,
that's wonderful.
All based on their meteorological prediction. And then we use that modeling to then determine resources, people, equipment. That allows us to pre-stage, that allows us to get ready, and if we make the call correctly, that allows us to get our customers on that much quicker.
All right, so Rick, as you mentioned, this was a storm. If you're going to practice, once again, your training with hurricanes, even though this is, nothing new for Duke Energy, but amid COVID-19, a Category 1 is a good place to start. But what is the message does this send to all of us here in the state of South Carolina when it comes to preparing to not only help our families, but also be better prepared to help you guys who will be out in the field?
Great.
And that is an excellent question, because the last time you do not want to prepare the day of.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And how many of us just the lights go out and you go, what do I do now?
Yes.
Well, and just yesterday the wind
and that brings up a very good point. Every one of us should have a storm plan at home. Mm-hmm. One of the questions at Duke Energy, we start every meeting with a safety minute. Mm-hmm. And the question we had yesterday during our safety minute was, does everybody in your home know how to turn off the water?
That's a great question.
That is a fantastic question. We had that conversation about 2 weeks ago in our house.
Exactly. And those are those small things you don't think about is, if I sprung a water leak, mm-hmm. which would have nothing to do necessarily with a storm, mm-hmm. right?
That can happen any
day. And you're sitting in the studio, maybe mom's at work.
Yep.
Does somebody in that house know how to turn off the water? And then you can extend that out to, do you know where the batteries are? If it's nighttime, if the
flashlight.
If it went suddenly dark at 11 at night, do you know where the flashlight is? Oh, by the way, do you know if that flashlight even works? Mm-hmm. As part of our storm plan in our house, we were testing all the flashlights. We were making sure we knew where everything was. And, of course, it's just the safety culture I think I grew up with in Duke Energy. I walked the house for trip hazards.
Mm-hmm.
For trip hazards. Mm-hmm. Is there something, if I get up and scramble in the middle of the night, am I going to do a header? And at my age, I can't afford to do a header because everything hurts. Another recovers quickly.
That's so true. But this is a great. These are great examples that folks today, listening right now, can check in their house, or tonight, if they're at work, can go home and say, "Let me just go through a couple of checkpoints." And to your point, hurricane or not, this should be year round. Folks should be able to understand some of the basic stuff. What if? In our house.
Oh, exactly.
That is a great example.
Oh, exactly. And let's face it, our biggest threat, if you think about it, are these pop-up thunderstorms that we get this time of year. You're getting straight line winds. I had about a 60-foot tree fall on my property with one of the storms a couple of weeks ago.
So you need to look at those trees around you.
Exactly.
No, that's a good point.
Exactly. I mean, there's all those things you don't really think about, but because we're all trying to live our lives.
You need to slow it down.
And take a step back,
breathe,
and go, okay. And are we ready for the mm-hmm. what ifs? You can't mm-hmm. cover every what if, but you know what? You can handle the what if you're not ready for if you're more confident in the plans that you have in place.
Absolutely.
If you're scrambling from the get-go, you're scrambling until it's over.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps with your confidence level. And if you have kids at home, it really helps them, because how calm you are and how ready you are mm-hmm. is going to determine how calm they are.
Plan and preparation.
And that's it. And it's not difficult. The best part about this is it's free.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can plan for free. It doesn't cost you a dime. It just costs you a little bit of time.
That's fantastic. Now, we also wanted to talk a little bit about cost, annual decrease in what we're paying. What is this? Is this a deal?
Well,
are we going in the, are well, we doing like the whole gas thing? Is it a little bit going to be a little bit less?
Well, and you said annual decrease.
Rates?
And that is not that's probably not the right term. What we do is we do an annual fuel adjustment, because in South Carolina, we cannot by law make any money off of the cost of fuel. So with a diversified portfolio that Duke has, we from nuclear to natural gas, hydro, coal, we have, for that diversity, a lot of that is fuel that you have to purchase. And so every year what we have to do is we look at what was the actual cost of fuel, we true that up, and then we do a projection of what we think fuel is going to cost. We take that very seriously because that is an opportunity for us to try to reduce our customers' bills because we're not going to make any money on it. We don't get a dime off of it. So for this year, what we have to do since we're regulated is we take all of our fuel costs and we send that to our regulator, to the Public Service Commission, and they look at our not only our assumptions, but they look at our facts. What did this cost? And they determine this is what it's going to cost.
Okay.
And in this year, that's going to be a fuel, that's going to be a reduction in prices.
Nice.
So if you're a residential customer, starting this fall, you're going to see a 5.6 reduction in your electric bill.
Okay.
If you're a commercial, 5.6 reduction. And if you're an industrial customer, you're going to see a 9.8 percent reduction in your electric bill, but that is a fuel adjustment. That's not a that's not your rates going down. That's the cost of fuel has gone down, and we have a dedicated team that, if you think about it, we got folks that are negotiating, you know, uranium contracts, you know, things that you don't think about, you know, natural gas contracts, looking short term, looking long term, and all of that comes, and all of that is factored into our electric bill every month. Those are the things that you don't think about when you get that bill at the end of the month.
But but things to kind of think about, I mean, it is an election year, so when you think about how big decisions are being made, it does really trickle down and can impact everybody at home in their budget.
Well, right now, this is just fantastic news because let's face it, there's a lot of people that are unemployed right now. They're, you know, an electric bill is something that nobody wants to pay, but you have to pay. So anything that we can do, it is our responsibility to try to reduce those costs as much as possible. And we work very hard on that. And we work very hard with folks on energy efficiency. And folks that are behind on their bill, you know, call us. We got lots of plans. We can work with you. We can help you keep your lights on. So, it's part of the big picture, but we are here for you.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Yes. Always a treat.
Help us understand behind the scenes what's taking place. Good stuff.